This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish right to your door. Get $15 off with code WILD15. Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need to buy. Get $100 off with code GWFIT100. CBD Choice, your one-stop shop for world-class CBD products. Get 15% off with code STRONGCHOICE15. Carrington Dental, save big money on dental plans. Get 20% off with code FIT20. Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey, fans. This is MMA Nuts, episode 465.
465!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Back with the MMA Show. My fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
I feel like you and I are on different wavelengths.
Do you? Do you really feel that?
I don't know
what you're talking about.
There's some parody in the show.
Ooh, I like parody.
I'm in my zen state.
You just got done doing yoga. He said he's sore as fuck.
Yeah, it's always good when after your workout, you're immediately sore.
That means
always
just
good.
Just wait till tomorrow. You're not getting out of bed, old man.
Oh, man. Yes. I did something called Ashtanga yoga, which is like
what's that about?
I don't know. There's like a progression.
It sounds like Ashtanga.
Ashtanga.
You guys putting a schlong on you.
You're on your own. I'm usually doing the hot yoga, which I like the heat, but this is no heat. And you start, it's just like a progression of stuff, but the teacher will come over and, you know, if you're in a pose, they'll be like, yeah, you can go deeper. And they're just going to stretch your shit.
I feel like, what was that movie, Couples Retreat, where the guy's doing the yoga?
He's like,
He's giving it to you.
Yeah.
The Speedo. Is that what's going on?
How do you vote, scuba?
Is that how this guy's rocking? He's got a Speedo on?
No Speedo.
He's giving it to you.
He's super old. But I could see him probably wearing a Speedo at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be better if
luring
he was
you in.
Oiled up in a Speedo.
One-on-one action?
No. But there was a documentary on Netflix called about the hot Bikram yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that? That guy's like in a Speedo.
No, he was on... The fuck was it?
That's super weird.
Bryant Gumbel, Real Sports, HBO. They did a whole segment on that.
Yeah.
And the guy was bragging about, the women, they pay $1 million for one drop of my semen. He's
really?
Talking to that female, one of the female reporters. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about, psycho?
One drop of his semen.
Yeah. $1 million!
I don't need $1 million. Like $5,000 and a pizza.
What the hell?
All right.
Is this thing on? Hello? What's going on? I don't know what's going on.
I'm just saying.
I feel like I just got violated.
Samples are free, Matt.
Oh, you're the deliverer, not the receiver.
Delivers the facial.
All right, fine. Yes. Save that for later, then.
Yeah.
So let's get into some UFC before we get too digressed. Yet again. I feel like I should be voguing or something.
Cut it. How's it go? Cut it out.
Are you too legit to quit? Yeah, I don't know.
It's funny that I remember that. That's how, you know, too legit to quit.
Oh, snap.
Uh-huh. The MC Hammer?
Yeah, word. What happened to him? He used to do MMA.
I believe he drowned in his pants.
He could have. I thought you were going to say pussy, but.
That too, but then he drowned in
his pants. And pussies. Yes. Well, fair enough. So
UFC, over the weekend.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the controversy first. With, I don't know, Kudalaba, Ankalaev. I showed you...
Magomed Ankalaev and Ion Kudalaba.
So we saw the they're both in the octagon. Bruce Buffer is introducing them. And then, would you say Ion, whatever?
Ion. I don't know how you say it.
Never know. Let's just call him Cute. So Cute walks across the octagon and gets double underhooked and thrown into the cage. There's chaos. They separate the guys. Move back, and then we go into the fight, right? Early on, Kudalaba pretends like he's getting rocked, right?
It looked so, like he was getting rocked for a second, but then you realize, oh, he's just playing.
And it's 30 seconds into the fight, and who's reffing? Kevin McDonald decides, you know what? I've seen enough. I'm going to stop the fight.
Uh-huh.
And do you think any of that had to do with what happened prior to the fight?
I don't know. I didn't see that until you showed it to me a few minutes ago. So now that I saw that, I'm wondering if maybe it did. But it also could be that he was not aware that it was like showmanship, and he thought that the guy. I mean, the guy looked
30 seconds into the fight.
Maybe,
man,
he was rocked, but even if he was, he was still swinging. So it's like,
right,
you gotta let that play out a little.
Fighting back. I mean, think back to Chuck Congo, Pat Barry, of like how many times that could have been stopped. Think back to Frankie Edgar, Gray Maynard, right? Oh my God! Like, yeah, you gotta let, it's the first round. You gotta let that shit play out. And I think
another 10 seconds.
Yeah, at least. No one got. No, he didn't get knocked down. It's not like he hit the ground.
Right.
He got back up. Hit the ground. Got back up. He just is pretending. And I think the best response I saw to the tweet about this was Ben Goodwin. He said, Kevin McDonald would have stopped Game of Thrones after Bran fell off the tower.
That's the best.
Like, oh, God. That is so on point. Like, you got to let that play out. And Big John McCarthy was talking about it on his podcast with Josh Thompson. And Bloody Elbow did a little write-up on it. And this is a little lengthy, so I'm going to read you what McCarthy had to say. He said, okay, so I want to ask you a question. You're a fighter, okay? This is McCarthy talking to Josh Thompson. You've been in there, and you've seen guys that are hurt, and then you've seen guys that are acting like they're hurt. What tells you the difference? What is that tells you the difference? Come on, there's things. Absolutely, it's their base, McCarthy continued after Thompson noted a fighter's legs are a key to tell whether they're injured or not. So if you are the referee and you see the guy starting to jerk around wildly, he's doing that thing, I don't look at this, he's pointing to his head, I look to see how is his base, because that's going to tell me, am I going to look and say that didn't look like it should have hurt you? It could have, I'm not saying it can't, but it didn't look like it should. So instead of doing this, where I'm going, I'm getting lost already, where I go into what we call the micro, I start to look at his face. I step back and look at the macro.
Okay, the big picture.
Yeah, I look at the entire package, and I look at the base of the fighter. That tells me everything. It tells me, look at how solid his base is. He's not hurt. You do not have a solid base when you are hurt. McCarthy noted that he's talked to McDonald in the past about when to stop a fight and how fighters look when they're truly hurt bad compared to when they're just acting hurt to fool their opponent. And I'm thinking about Anderson Silva. He did that
all the time.
A few times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he added that if Cutaleba was hurt, early in the bout is the best time for a fighter to potentially completely recover from getting buzzed. Ooh, I like to get buzzed. So you're going to let him go, McCarthy said. You got to let this guy go because he's throwing back. He's fighting. He never hit the fucking ground. He never fell into the fucking fence. Never did any stanky leg thing. He fucking wiggled his upper body. Guys wiggle their fucking upper body all the time. What are you watching? And then you stop the fight? And as you said, he's lucky he didn't get clocked. Because you could see immediately, Ion was fine. He was like, what are you? He's trying to lull the guy in. He's taking shots. I'm not saying he's not. The right hand that started it started the concern. It touched him. But I didn't think it really hurt him. He started to do his little thing, like, you could see that it froze him for a second, just half a second, so he felt it. But watch his base. It's fine. So what do you think about his opinion on that?
Well, I think there's a level of refereeing that we're not aware of, and perhaps McDonald isn't quite at that level. And given it's an undercard fight, right? So it wasn't exactly...
Oh, I thought this was main card.
Was it on the main card?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But
I'm retarded.
Apparently,
that's either here, nor there. But Kevin McDonald has refed some major fights.
He has. I just wonder.
His first rodeo.
I mean, I see how you might err on the side of caution, but there wasn't even a knockdown, so it's like.
No, this is so out of the blue. It's just like that guy had a hard on for stopping a fight and wanted to make a point,
yeah,
and interject himself into the conversation for some reason. And this is where I feel Big John is at his best. It's not at commentating, it's critiquing. Like, he is, like, that was what he was the best at. He was at one of the OGs as far as reffing and holds classes on reffing. And I give a ton of weight to what he says in the reffing arena.
I agree. You know, it's a fuck up on the referee's part. Are they going to overrule this?
Never. I like the fighter is going to bring it up with the athletic commission and put in a formal challenge. But we've seen it time and time again. Every time someone challenges it, it gets denied. The only thing that he has on his side is that Big John McCarthy has put this out there in the public, saying it's this bullshit stoppage. So his opinion has a lot of weight.
It does.
But will it change the commission? Probably not. Like, I don't remember any time they've ever changed anything that was as egregious as this. And what do you think about this stoppage as far as, is this the worst early stoppage you've ever seen?
I think it's absolutely not. There's nothing I can remember that's as bad as this.
Yeah.
It was just like, what are you doing?
It's 30 seconds into the fight.
Yeah.
It's not like he got knocked down. It's not like he wasn't intelligently defending. Like you're saying, he's firing back. You gotta let that. You gotta let it play out.
You do.
It was a game plan.
Yes, it was. I mean, the other part of this, which I might not be popular opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know that I like this game plan. I think this shouldn't be part of the sport.
Well, it's Yoel Romero. He did something where he's like pointing to the ground and then like hitting someone and trying to think who else. We were talking about Anderson Silva.
Spider, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of stupid.
I think it's kind of
dumb.
But
we've seen guys that have, they're either playing a game or they're actually rocked. And then like a fighter coming in and getting pounded. Who the fuck was that? Scott Smith and Pete Sell.
Pete Sell, yeah, yeah.
Where he was actually hurt. And he's covering up, and then Sell's coming in, and then
boom.
He gets fucking cranked, coming in, knocked out, and then they both just fall out. He's like, oh, I'm fucked up. But there is some gamesmanship. Should you play it? Probably not, because in this case,
dangerous.
It fucking didn't work out. But
I don't
it's been
like
effective
it.
For some people.
Not for this guy.
No, because now
he's
so fucked, and a rematch I don't think makes sense ever. And
no.
This guy's a spaz.
He should fight the ref.
He should. Because I think that's what they were saying. Who was it? Bisbing. Someone better protect the ref because he might get fucked up right here. Like, yeah, he might. Holy shit. Watch out.
Yeah.
So, man, that's just tough. That's a lose-lose.
Uh-huh. I agree.
But it seems like almost every week now we're having a ref fuck up pretty majorly.
Well, there's more events, too, and more fights. So yeah. I feel like that helps.
But it's not like he's not. This guy's been around.
Sure. But
he's
still.
Fucked up.
People make mistakes.
Yeah. But this one is egregious.
Blatantly terrible, yeah.
In perpetuity?
In perpetuity.
In perpetuity, egregiously.
Egregious perpetuity.
Ooh.
There we go.
I like it.
Does that even make sense?
Whatever comes out of our mouths makes sense. Okay. It doesn't matter.
There should be a shirt. Egregious perpetuity.
I like it.
You'd be like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Don't ask questions.
Means we win. We win the internet, and that's what we're trying to do. And then we had this stupid flyweight title fight that I'm just going to mention. What's his name? Figueredo. He missed weight. He's fighting Joseph Benavidez for the vacant flyweight title.
At 102 pounds?
Yeah.
Was he 103?
Yeah, something like that. And then he ends up winning. And doesn't get the belt. And then Mike Bond tweeted this out. He said, I'll show you this. He didn't get the belt, but he did get a delicious slice of pizza for the guy who missed weight.
Nice.
Yeah, I like it. A little insult to injury. But it's again, you know, the guy who misses weight wins the fight. Joseph Benavidez loses, and then Ariel Helwani tweeted this out. He said, unfortunately for him, Benavidez joins the list of fighters who are 0-3 in official UFC title fights. No one has gone 0-4. So on that list, you have Joseph Benavidez. These are all the guys who are 0-3.
Okay.
Uriah Faber, Dan Henderson, Chael Sonnen, Kenny Florian.
Ooh, Kenny Florian.
Pedro Hizo, Alexander Gustafsson. But I also put Faber as 0-4 because Ariel didn't count the interim title shot that he had. So Faber is the title holder of most title fights without a win in the UFC.
Okay.
And then I think Uncle Dana said he wants to do the immediate rematch. Why? I don't know. And if anybody cares, whatever. Moving right along.
Yes.
What else are you going
to
talk about?
Well, I want to talk to you about Gabriel Silva, Anderson Silva's son. Did you know he won?
I heard things.
He's doing some this video is driving me crazy. He's doing some things.
Yeah, warned, right?
He won. Look, he's, come on. Looking pretty sharp in this whole thing. Quick, like Anderson.
Straight kickboxing.
Straight kickboxing. Similar style. There's a finish here. I feel like it's just not. There it goes. Is there a finish? He just, I mean.
That's a small fucking ring, too.
It's a super small ring. He just.
I like it.
Fucking beat the shit out of this guy.
God damn.
And they called it off. I feel like there's big things in store for him.
I like it. What's crazy to think that his dad is still fighting, and there's a potential that son and dad could be on the same UFC card.
Whoa. That'd be crazy.
I don't know if that's ever happened. Not in the UFC. Maybe
brothers have fought. Husband and wife have fought.
On the same cards, yeah, but.
Not father-son.
Father-son.
It's like that movie where they fight each other. For the belt. For the belt, Brazil.
Okay.
Those Brazilians probably would do that shit if the money was right.
That's fucked up. I don't know fighting anybody. Family or friend.
All right, good move, probably.
Let's talk
I would fight some ex-family.
Ex-family?
Ex-family.
I'd fight some dead family. I'll fuck up my grandma.
Now we're talking about it. What does that mean?
I'll go to her grave and dig her up and beat the piss out of her.
I feel like that's some kind of weird condition.
What's that?
Necrophilia. No, that's fucking dead people.
That's the morticians.
Yeah.
We were talking about that pre-show. I think that's Sam Kinison. He was talking about that. Let's do a little UFC 248 preview. Let's talk. Let's go with the main event. Little Israel Adesanya versus Yoel Romero. So let's just start. This is kind of a weird fight to make, right? Because Yoel Romero is on like a losing streak. But Israel Adesanya wanted this fight. And he said he's a guy that everyone is scared to call out, especially Darren Till, pussy. So, yeah, I called him out. And I get it. I mean, it makes sense. Yoel is a young 42, which is crazy to think about, right? So
he's a world beater. Everybody who goes through him is never the same. We talked about this
thing,
a while ago.
Right? So guys, what do you think about this?
Well, a couple things. Adesanya is 18-0 and one of the only two undefeated champs, along with Khabib Nurmagomedov. I feel like that fight with Paulo Costa is looming, but because he's got the injury.
Yeah.
Right? Bicep surgery or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the only thing that makes sense. He doesn't want to sit on the sidelines. He wants to stay active. And here's a guy, I feel like the problem for him in this fight, Adesanya, is that he has everything to lose and not that much to gain, right? Because if he wins, it's kind of be like, yeah, he should have won, right? If he loses, it's like, I don't know. You know, because Romero's dangerous. Do you want me to give you my thoughts on the fight? I think this comes down to where this fight takes place. So Adesanya is straight
in Las Vegas.
I don't mean the geographical location.
Come on, man.
Come on.
What?
Adesanya is like a straight up stand up fighter, right? There's like pretty much this is what he does. Romero got the crazy wrestling and the crazy stand up. I feel like if Romero can get the wrestling going and start that, it's going to be a long night for Adesanya.
Yeah.
But Adesanya has also made a living out of avoiding the takedown, right? And staying standing. So I don't know. What's going to happen? Is this going to be like one of those two guys decide they're going to stand and bang? Is it going to be Romero is going to go towards what makes the most sense, which is trying to go for the takedown and out-muscling the guy? I don't know. I think, honestly, Adesanya has got too many skills, too dangerous. Over the course of a 5-round fight, I think he wears Romero down, and I think he's going to knock him out in the 4th round.
Oh, you're going contrary to your predictions.
Yes.
Okay.
I know I said that earlier. I'm going against my prediction. I should. Okay. Can I rescind my prediction?
Yeah, because it hasn't happened yet. Remember to change that.
That's okay.
That's all right.
It doesn't matter. But I
you're
feel
in
like,
lead.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to lose, guaranteed.
Not
I feel like Adesanya should win this but Romero could easily win this too. It's just a matter
of... Where would you say the percentage is in this fight? Like, one guy winning versus the other guy, like...
I think Adesanya is like 70%. And I got Romero at like 30. But that 30 is bigger than it looks. Because he's so strong. And I don't know, he might be a robot. I feel like everybody who's ever fought him, whether they won or lost, they're never the same ever after that. Yeah. So it's like something about that guy is just, it's a mountain to climb.
So. He's like that weird off-speed pitcher who's also a fastball pitcher because he lures you in with this
baseball.
I hate fucking baseball. I was just talking to someone today. He's like, you Cubs are a Sox fan. I'm like, I don't even fucking care about baseball anymore, but I was a Sox fan and whatever. Anyway, but he just is, he's almost the Keith Jardine herky jerky because he's kind of luring you in with this fucking slow shit, yeah. And then all of a sudden he just explodes on your face.
Facial.
Yeah. He finishes quickly. But the problem is with Romero, I'm wondering, is he going to make weight? Because the other two title fights that he had, he missed weight for both of them.
Yes.
So that's a concern. I want to say he was 198 earlier this week.
Oof.
193 he could make, but I want to say he was 198. So
that's a lot of weight to cut.
He's got some weight to cut. And my concern with Adesanya, I was watching the embedded shows, right?
Yep.
And I kind of feel like he's got a little of the Conor McGregor syndrome because he's out at a fucking Porsche dealership and he's trying to pick out which Porsche he's going to drive for each day of the week while he's in Vegas. I want to drive that one on Monday. That one looks like fight night. That one tomorrow. This one. That one. That one. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Is he renting these cars?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I think he said he bought his dad a Beamer and he's gonna buy his mom a Porsche. So he's probably like, this is the sales pitch to let me test drive all these all week. You know, kind of. And then I'll get the. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
He doesn't know. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
I know what you're saying. I'm with you.
Okay. I hear you. I feel like you were just jugging my chain.
No, I'm not.
But, okay. Fair enough. I'm sorry. You're far.
I don't know what's happening, but I like it.
Okay, great. So what I'm saying is I feel like he's getting a little too big-headed, right? And I think you see that with the way he's engaging Jon Jones.
Oh, like, yeah.
I'm going to fuck you up and... I think that's also the swagger of being undefeated and being able to back it up, right?
Uh-huh.
So he's got so I just hope he's keeping his head straight. That's what I'm worried about. And then there's rumors of a potential staph infection because people saw a video he did, and you can see there's this weird big-ass spider bite-type lump on his arm.
Oh, yeah.
And staph infections are no joke, so if he's on meds and... You know, his cardio is not going to be 100% if he is staffed up. But, I mean, you can look at how he's fought some people. He can take some punishment. You look at the Gastelum fight, there's points where he's rocked and he can kind of weather the storm and come back. And he's got the good takedown defense, but, like, goddamn, you're fighting Yoel Romero. Like, that is the guy... That this is a career-changing fight, and like hopefully you finish him fast, because otherwise you're gonna be fucked up. You're not coming out of this unscathed. There's no way. Can he finish Mr. Romero? That's the question. I don't know. I'm gonna say yes, but I'm gonna go with a fourth round. Is that what you took? Fourth round?
Fourth round finish.
Yeah, I think a fourth round KO. I think you can wear him down.
Yeah.
Because I think you can if he's careful and uses the distance, he can pick him apart. Romero can shoot from a good distance, though. Like, he's so explosive. But I think we started to see age creep up on Romero in that fight against Costa. So we'll see what happens. But I'm putting my money on Adesanya. Fourth round KO.
I like it. And I feel like, too... Adesanya should win and then probably fight Costa, and then that sets us up for the Jon Jones super fight in 2021.
I don't like it.
For the belt, for the light heavyweight belt.
It's just so much of a jump. It's like Here's a hunt. He doesn't look much. I don't know how much weight he's cutting, but he looks like a 190 pounder. Yeah. Maybe he's bigger than that, but then John's 230.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to give up 40 pounds?
Maybe.
It's a lot of weight.
Get to eat.
But I would like to see, how does John rise up to that challenge when you have someone that could fuck you up? Like, are you going to be on point for that fight? Because he's been kind of coasting.
He's been slipping, Matt.
He's been coasting. And that's the question. Is it lack of drugs or age for John Jones, you know?
Yeah.
Hard to say. So I might be in for that. But can we do a catch weight, 195? Make John cut all the way down.
Rich Franklin weight.
Yeah. Yeah, please. And do, like, some other kind of belt. Like, you know, you could, if you can do a BMF belt for some bullshit weight class, you can make Franklin some bait. Sort of, yes. Oh. Rich Franklin, RFB, the RF beef belt, or the Rich Franklin black eye belt, RFBE, whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. Coronavirus!
We're going to hell.
Hey, speaking of that, let's talk about the next fight. Joanna versus Zhang. I'm just going to quickly talk about this title fight. Bow down. Hang on. Bow down before the one you love. Whatever, Nine Inch Nails.
Maybe she's listening to that song.
Joanna. I think that's where it's coming from. I thought about that the other day. I had an epiphany. Mm. Like, man, she still thinks she's the champion.
She might.
Oh, I don't even remember how many times. She's lost once the belt to Rose. She lost the rematch. She lost a 125 belt chance to Valentina Shevchenko. And now this will be her fourth title fight against someone who I watched her training videos, and I'm like, oof.
Bad, huh?
I don't like Joanna's chances at all. I think she's going to get steamrolled and bulldozed, and I think she's going to get knocked out brutally in the first round.
Maybe. That is possible.
What do you think? Just, are you with Joanna today?
I like Joanna. I don't know. I still want to remember her as the girl who just came in looking like Chuck Liddell. I feel like she can go back that. I think she has a good shot at winning this, but I'm not sure.
Well, she got the fake titty, so I don't know what that accounts for.
Well, more cushion.
10 pounds?
I don't think those weigh anything.
I don't know. And who else? Sean O'Malley's on this card. And he hasn't fought in 2 years from all those stupid
drug
issues. Ostertain, like tainted meat or tainted supplements. Who knows?
Tainted meat.
Who cares?
Yeah. The meat was tainted.
That's what they all say. You got anything else?
No, I told you my story. Okay. Anderson Silva, what you got?
So they had that Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder 2. They had the pay-per-view results. They said it did somewhere in the range of 800,000 to 850,000 pay-per-view buys.
Not bad.
Looking pretty good. And then they said they're going to do the third fight sometime in July. Like, that's going to be the next fight.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. And then Deontay posted this short video on Instagram, so I want you to hear this and your feedback from a mental health perspective on what this guy had to say. So let's hang on.
Hello, my people. My Bomb Squad Army. My Bomb Squad Nation. To all my loved ones around the world. I just want to let you know that I am here. Your king is here. And we ain't going nowhere, for the war has just begun. I will rise again. I am strong. I am a king. They can't take my pride. I am a warrior. I'm a king that would never give up.
Word?
I'm a king that will fight to the death. And if anyone don't understand that, don't understand what it is to go to war. Don't understand what it is to fight. We will rise again. We will regain the title. I will be back. We will hold our heads up high. Your king is in great spirit. And we will rise like a phoenix from the ashes and regain the title.
He's won me over, Matt.
I'll see you in a few months. For the war has just begun. All my love to all my people.
Is he Jesus Christ or Dumbledore?
I think he's high as fuck.
That's what, what he like is. The cadence, right?
He's like, I am high. Yeah, he sounds high.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Is he brain damage? High?
No, I think he's just stoned.
Is that right? Is he all right?
Super stoned. I think he's fine.
Sure. Like 45 pounds of fucking costumes.
I think it's all good. We'll be good.
All right. Right along then. So Carolina Kay, you know, I remember how she fucked her eye up. So there were some reports out of some country with a rough translation that said, this is a doctor talking about what they needed to do with her eye. They said, we need to support Carolina's eye socket by creating a kind of ground for the eyeball. We implant a titanium plate about 3 by 1.5 centimeters. We will fit it in the eye socket, and then it will be covered with tissues. This will free the muscles responsible for eye movement. At the moment, they are gently trapped. And she posted a video showing of like how her eyes are working right now.
I don't want to see this.
Yeah, you do.
Sounds terrible.
Hang on. Like, see how the right eye isn't quite moving along?
Yes.
That's kind of a problem, right?
She's got fucked up.
But
she's still got lots of black eyes. Can she still not travel?
I thought she did. I thought she was back in what other country?
Mother Russia.
Poland.
Same thing. Whatever.
But I know how to fix that. And chicks with lazy eyes. I always joked about this in college. Said loads to the face. That's how you fix a lazy eye.
Rub it in.
Yeah. A full blast.
It's an anal. Topical analgesic.
What the hell are you talking about?
A topical analgesic. That's correct.
I don't know. I think that's how you get cockeyed, Ingo.
Literally.
I don't know. Moving right along before I get into any more troubles. So they just announced a new fight. They said Ryan Hall is going to fight Ricardo Lamas.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's an interesting one, right? I feel bad for Ricardo.
Nobody wants to fight that guy.
No, I think that's what they said. Ricardo, man, take a challenge.
Yeah.
Get your backpack on.
Yeah, Ricardo's dead.
Yeah, remember.
It's going to be over in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Remember the time we had him on the show and it didn't quite work out?
I do.
We had Ricardo Lamas. We had him Skyped in. A lot of technical difficulties for like a half hour. Ingo and someone else are trying to figure out all the technical difficulties. I'm having the most awkward conversation with Ricardo via Skype. Like, hey man, we're trying to work some shit out. I don't know how it's gonna work. How's training going? Great.
I forgot about that.
Was very uncomfortable.
I feel like I'm re-traumatized now.
Yeah.
From
like, hey man, we're just gonna try this some other time because this is all fucked up.
Yeah.
We couldn't get to work.
Nope.
Well, it was probably for the best. But
yep.
Anyway, let's do a little tweet of the week. We'll start with an honorable mention. So
yeah.
This first one's kind of unfortunate, but I feel it's worth mentioning. So, Kat Zingano had some fake titties. She got them removed. She says, I say, fuck it, let's keep rolling. Had them from early 2008 to late 2019. Happy I made a choice, it does get better. And she posted a picture with scarred breastises, which
Aww.
It's kind of unfortunate, but, you know, if you're having health issues, which she said she was having, you know, pull them out. But
I would prefer women just leave their breasts naturally the way they are.
Yeah, because now she's kind of marred, but, you know, she's still sexy. You know, whatever. I don't mind. I'm going to give her honorable mention. And then since I did that to everybody, I'll show you Mackenzie Dern here.
Oh.
She is
He hath redeemeth himself.
Hang us on the beaches.
Oh, good Lord.
Doing a little showerage. Moving right along, tweet a week.
I like it.
This Twitter user has since been banned from Twitter, so I don't know why. What this is called, when you try a Masvidal in the club and you end up doing a Ben Askren. It's like he knocks himself out.
What the fuck? What was he doing?
That's exactly what Masvidal did, but he didn't knock himself unconscious.
So why did he do that?
You know, shits and giggles. You know, you're trying to impress the ladies. Why do you go to penny pitcher night and double up with pitchers in both hands and then go up to a lady at the end of the night like, hey, check this out, and try to down it? Are you actually going to pick up the woman? No, you're just trying to make your buddies laugh. That's okay. All. I don't know. All right. You do for fun on weekends.
Okay.
I don't know what this next one is. Let's hope for the best. Oh. Mm. Thank you. This is MMA Gods. He says, great camera work. I don't know what organization this fight was from, but fucking A.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are some bazongas.
That's on point, man.
They do not look real.
No, not at all. But I can't argue with the camera shot. Viva la Mexico!
Yeah. I don't like fake boobs, man.
I don't mind looking at them. I mind touching them.
I don't
them.
Even like looking at them.
You're racist.
Whatever you
this
call
guy it. Sitting next to me, the most racist guy in MMA.
Totally.
Against breastuses.
Yes.
Let's do a little ass and nuts. I'm going to have a sip. You can pontificate for a minute. Who would you like to pontificate about?
Boobs. I'm thinking about real, juicy, lovely boobs.
How about milk laden?
Oh, even better.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet. That's all I'm going to say. Jared Christmas is asked. He says, I'll be in St. Charles for a concert on Saturday. Can I come over and watch the main event after? That's a no-go, my friend. This is the Wizard of Oz, and I'm the wizard. I can't let you see behind the curtain. I appreciate the input. And
St. Charles, Illinois?
Yeah.
That's a little too close to home, sir.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I can't let you see behind the curtain.
I may or may not live in the vicinity.
Yeah, you're super close
I'm
now.
I'm, like, really close.
Like, almost right there.
Like, where are you going is the question.
What concert?
I'm St. Charles, Illinois?
Yeah.
It's probably at the Arcata. Let's check. Arcata, whatever you call it.
I don't know. It's a lot of work.
Arcata. St. Charles. Hey. Let me see who's playing.
Right on the river, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I have a friend that lives in St. Charles. Or have a friend. Childhood friend.
March 7th, right?
Yes. Who will it be?
I'm checking. He's going to a concert there? There's only one venue. I mean, where the hell is he from?
I don't know. Good question. Where are you from?
Jeff Tate. Enrage for Order. Sounds really weird. Who's Jeff Tate?
There's probably more than one concert.
No, there's just one.
There's probably more than one.
Are you going to see Jeff Tate?
There's probably more than one. I'm guessing there's more than one.
Jet City.
St. Charles is a big town.
Released in August. Yeah, it's not that big. It's pretty small.
St. Charles is a pretty big town.
The concert,
probably got at least 30,000.
I bet you he's going to see Jeff Tate. Whoever the fuck that is, I don't know. But that's interesting. Yeah, no. We're going to have to say no to all that. If you see me out in St. Charles, just pretend you don't know me.
Why? Stab me. If I see you, I'll shake you off.
That would be weird.
And how are we going, Chad? We'll close it out. It's time. # Nuts Roll, # Matt Rape Train, # Ingo Sugar Daddy. Once again, I want to ask you guys some existential and philosophical questions. Number one, how do you know if you love someone enough to marry them? Great question. Go.
Why are you pointing at me?
Because you say some crazy shit sometimes.
I do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's when they're weird. Gross stuff is endearing to you. That's like...
What kind?
I don't know.
No, don't go into
that. I'm not going there.
Thank you.
Let me just say. Okay. You know, like, where everything about that person just kind of seems like it's okay. It's you're willing to put up with it, right?
So I'm going to inject my own brand of humor. So if someone shits on your chest and you're okay with that, you're just like, fuck, this is
instant
cool.
Wedding.
Without a warning.
Wedding proposal. Immediately.
Ring instantly appears right out of my asshole. Like bing, bing. Oh, hang on a second.
Will
look
you
what I found.
Marry me, please?
Yes.
And shit on my chest.
I didn't know you were
every
into this.
Weekend because I love it.
Scheiße! Scheiße! For the Kaiser!
That's perfect. Why would he ask that question?
I don't know. Maybe
are you contemplating?
These questions have a theme.
Let me just say this.
Go ahead.
When it's time and it's the right one, I think you just know. I think that's true. I think that's pretty true.
And don't listen to your dick.
Yeah, that's another.
Because he doesn't know what's going on.
If it's the first girl you've ever had sex with, you should try having sex with other girls before you propose.
How many?
200.
Oh, I was going to say a baker's dozen. A rough 13.
I'm just saying.
Do numbers in a bank account make people happy? Fuck yes.
Some people do.
There's always a constant worry about money. And sure. I think in everybody's life. And I think if you have a certain amount of monies in a bank account, that you can eliminate some of the worry in your life. So, yes, it would make you
yes.
a little bit happier. But should that be a goal in life? Unfortunately, it has to kind of be a goal. Because you have to have money to survive. If that wasn't a thing, then it wouldn't matter. But yes,
I think the goal for me is to live on like 1/10 of what I make and just have the rest just sit in the bank.
I think you should just like fuck like a champ, like Boogie Nights. Uh-huh. You should be Mark Wahlberg.
I should.
Yeah, why not?
I'm not short enough, or muscular enough, or Italian enough.
But he's big dick enough, so take that.
There's that. Dirk Diggler.
I'll drink to that.
Is that Mark Wahlberg's real dick?
Dirk, no. It was photoshopped or whatever.
Was it a stunt dick?
Dirk Diggler and who's it? Chess Rockwell? Yes.
Something like that.
This guy fucks like a champ.
What is the girl's name in that movie?
Roller Girl.
I kind of like the older one, the ginger one.
Yeah, I like both of them. She was all coked up.
I didn't like Roller Girl.
I liked her.
She's too
you know
crazy.
Why? Real bush. Had to grow it out for the movie.
You can get that without a movie.
True. Is living life to the fullest possible?
Yes.
Always.
I'm doing it right now.
Every day. 24/7.
I think there's something to be said. I know that Kevin Hart recently was on Rogan and talking about this, but I think we've talked about this in the past too. Like,
what's that?
I think it's important to write your story. And when you look back, it's got to be interesting, right? It's got to be a page turner. If you're not doing that, I don't know. You ain't living, Matt.
Like David Goggins, right? Were you just talking to me about that?
Is that his thing?
I don't know. You're listening. You just read his book, right?
I read his book. That guy's on another level of crazy.
He's like, come on, I have brain damage.
He's living his best life for sure.
It sounds like you're breaking your body more than you should be breaking it.
Yes.
I'm all about pushing. But you got
to
draw a limit.
Got to push it. Da, 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 da.
What? Are you doing the polka version like that? Well, maybe we got to check out that band again. Remember that polka version?
Yeah, that was the best.
Top song was, you got to get an accordion. You know, that's cool as shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about, but it's English, and it's not his first language, and I really dig it.
It sounds great.
Yeah. I don't know. It's cool as fuck. So today there is no MMA Nuts show because I am still planning what crazy things you guys are going to do. Instead, I want to tell you guys some great news about myself.
Uh-oh.
He said at the end of last year, I was weighing 275 pounds and not of pure muscle. I know what that's about. Ingo knows what that's about, too.
Yes, I do.
I, however, decided to change my life for the better. So ever since January, I lost 33 pounds in 2 months doing a healthy diet.
Yes.
Great job. Fantastic. And as of March, I started doing the gym. I am being inspired to take a better life, to not end like my dad. May you rest in peace. Love the show. Stay strong, guys, and keep being the lovable assholes that you guys are. Thank you.
Thank you.
And great job. Keep it up.
It's awesome. It was about a year ago, right? This happened. His father died,
like
right?
That, yeah.
A year or two ago. I think it was a year. But, dude, that's awesome. It's nothing more empowering than like taking charge of yourself physically. I think it's amazing when you care about your body, you take care of yourself. I think you just perform better. You think better. Mm-hmm. You fuck better.
That's what it's all about, right?
That's my whole motivation. Is I try to stay looking good and feeling good so I can fuck like a champ.
This guy fucks.
That's the key.
We need that guy on call. Next. Can I call him on?
I have no anxieties except I want to fuck until I'm 110.
Great. We got pills that can take care of that for you.
I don't know. Sometimes the pills don't work. Like, when you get older, so I'm saying. Like,
they work all the time. I take them all the time. At least twice a week.
Matt has become a walking pharmacy.
I am a pharmacy. It takes so much shit. It's,
old age.
It's a motherfucker. It's a motherfucker. He says, I feel like my fuck, marry, kill game is not on the highest level right now. So he says, I'm going to crank it up. And you guys tell me if I'm on the right path. So, all right. I'm going to start with, these are all ladies whose first names start with A. I just noticed that. Abby Brooks.
Yeah, that's not bad. She's got a little bruised up.
I like it. She's rough. Uh-huh. Abigail Mack.
Wow. Okay.
And then Adriana Shachik.
Good God.
Looks like something needs to be eaten there.
You're stepping up your game, sir.
I feel like there's a quandary going on.
I don't know what to do. I think I gotta marry the last one. That's just like a lot. That fate, she's very dramatic.
I will kill her. She's too thin. I guess
I'm gonna kill the one in the middle and fuck the first one. I don't know.
I'll fuck that middle one. I'm gonna marry that first one. She looks dirty.
She does look dirty.
But she's bruised up, but I feel like she likes it rough. I don't know what
fake
that's
boobies.
About.
That last one looks
those are real. There's other pictures.
He's looked at it.
I don't know what this is about. I don't know anything about
Matt's
anything.
Matt's probably been whacking off to all of these for
years.
Hey,
I'm no Tyson Fury, all right? There's no
seven times a day.
Maybe that's why he won his fight, right?
Maybe. Whacking
he uses
off.
Extra testosterone.
Sometimes.
And eating pussy 3 times or something. I don't know. Mm. I don't know what the fuck that guy's into. It seems weird. Sometimes.
He's crazy.
So this is the canal. It just says, apparently, Michael Jackson isn't dead. He's just living in Brazil's. I gotta make sure this is muted. So I'm not into the fake wrestling, but this shit looks pretty badass, man.
What is happening?
He's doing
the moonwalk. He looks just like him, actually. It's kind of funny.
I know, this is fucking sweet. He's Shamon. And then he drops the elbow. And then he breaks it down here.
Man, he was the king of pop, I gotta tell you. Perverted as fuck, but that guy could entertain a crowd. Pretty solid entertainer.
That's true. What's the moral of the story here? I feel like I throw knowledge, but I never give a moral of the story.
The moral of the story is, be famous.
Fuck chicks.
Yeah.
Catchphrase is bang chicks.
Yes. Speaking of knowledge, I watched that movie 1917 yesterday.
1917. What's that about?
It's an Oscar winner. It's about the World War One guys who go and they have a special mission. They have to deliver some message across German lines.
Okay.
It won some awards or almost won some awards. I didn't like it.
I don't like it.
I thought it was. I thought
was
it
was in color, black and
it
white.
Was in
were
color.
There some
I thought it was very like.
Who's there the main actors, or is it just scrubs?
Unknowns. Okay. Unknowns. New up and coming. I thought the story had a lot of potential. Yeah, okay. They created a lot of drama. I will tell you, there was a moment where I was like on the edge of my. I was sweating watching this movie because they set the scenes up. We were like, holy shit! But overall, as a story, it was kind of like, man, they kept having areas of the movie where I just felt like it was way over the top and weird, and it pulled me out of the, like, you know how you get like tunnel vision and you're like, I'm in this movie, like I feel like I'm fucking there, and then they do something and you're like, oh, I'm in my basement, like, you know,
this is too unrealistic, I'm not buying into this. Now come on, man.
That's what happened a couple times, but they almost had a, and that's probably why it didn't win, they almost had something very spectacular and they came up just short. If you like World War One or Two, might be worth watching. I don't know.
Well, what's your rating? 1 out of 10, what are you giving it?
4.
Oof.
6. I'm sorry. It's 6. It's a 9 80% of the time,
holy
and then
fuck.
And then 20, and then 20% of the time, it's like a 2.
Stop with your nonsense right now. 69% of the time, it's like a 5, and then the other 55%, it's like a 42. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Wang?
I don't know.
Why don't you take a picture? Okay. Geek.
That's from South Park. Okay. Just enjoy. I don't know. I'm just trying to make as much sense as you just did. I don't know what the fuck just came out of your mouth.
I have no idea.
Fucking shit.
My Wait, point is, take a shower don't now. Fucking watch it. It's horrible. I don't think it's a great movie. If you got some time to kill, maybe, but it's short. Not very long.
You totally sold me on not watching that. Why would I want any part of whatever this face age is that you're trying to give me?
I don't know. Maybe you're bored and you want to watch some kind of period piece or something.
No.
Not about women's periods, but the period in time. I don't know.
No.
You're out.
Out.
How come they can't make amazing movies anymore?
I feel like Hollywood has lost a lot of talent or something because they like to redo everything. I know the Top Gun is coming out.
I'm not watching it.
Top Gun, Grandpa series.
They took one of the greatest movies ever made and they're going to try to remake it. Why?
Right. Because they have no more ideas and I think they're just trying to play it as safe as they can and go with what we know is going to work. It worked in the past, and we'll just repurpose it, and hopefully it works again. So stupid. Roll your dice. You got money, especially Disney. They have all the fucking money. And Apple, why don't you get into the fucking movie business? You have $207 billion, and I know you just lost a $500 million lawsuit, but give
and their
fuck.
Stock prices in the shitter.
It's fine. Please, go low, or everything go low, so that we can get in. Get in low. I'll revamp my financial advice from last week. Get in low and sell high.
Okay.
Last week I was getting in high and selling low, and then it just happened, right?
It did.
Like the whole stock market went to shit in last week because of my financial advice.
So now it can go back up.
Right. So. Double time.
The financial ninja.
I feel like I'm Jean-Claude Goddamn.
Oh, man. That has been this week's edition of MA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.
Pew, pew.